A summary of reminders of laws relevant to after the holiday of Sukkot. The day after Sukkot, as applies to each of the three Shalosh Regalim, is known as Isru Chag, coming from the verse Isru Chag ba'avosim arkarnas ha'mizbeach, and literally means attached to the Chag, which comes to teach us and direct us that we should attach the day after the festival to the festival by increasing a little in eating and drinking on Isru Chag, similar to the day of the holiday. The reason for this is because on Isru Chag, a ray of the holiday still shines, as explains the Arizal, and therefore we increase in food and drink, and some even wear Shabbos clothing still on Isru Chag. And by doing so, by celebrating this day, it's considered as if we have built an altar and sacrificed on it an offering. Tachanun is omitted from davening from Erev Yom Kippur until the beginning of Rish Chodesh Cheshvan, after Rish Chodesh Cheshvan. Likewise, the prayer of Tzedkoscha is not recited on the Shabbos in between Erev Yom Kippur and the month of Cheshvan. So even after the end of the holiday season, which concludes with the end of Simchas Torah, we still omit Tachanun until we enter the month of Cheshvan. We began saying Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem on Shmini Atzeres, and the law is that one who forgot to say it, whether or not he fulfills his obligation, is dependent on the Nusach of his prayer. If he davens Nusach Ashkenaz, in which they don't say anything in the summer, they don't say Merid at all, the law is that he does not fulfill his obligation. And one who forgot to say it and already began the next blessing with the word Atah, they must return to the beginning of the prayer. The same applies regarding if one who davens Ashkenaz Nusach is in Suffolk if he said it within the first 30 days. Those who daven Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Arizal, which are all Chassidim, Chassidi Chabad and Sfaradim, since we say Merid Atal in the summer months, worst case scenario is that we forgot to say Mashav Ruach and rather we said Merid Atal as we usually say. And in such a case, you fulfill your obligation b'diavad and you do not have to go back and repeat. Furthermore, the Alter Rebbe states, once one has already said Merid Atal and continue with the davening, even if he remembered prior to finishing the blessing of Machaya Mesim, he's not required to go back and recite Mashav Ruach in such a case. It is extremely important to remember that we do not begin saying the same Talamat Levracha yet, and it is only commenced to be said in Eretz Yisrael from the 7th of Mar Cheshvan and in Chutz Laretz from the 5th of December. One who began saying it beforehand is required to repeat the prayer, being that it is considered a Siman Klala, a omen of curse. Taking down the sukkah, and what is one to do with the schachen walls? So it's recorded in Sfarim that the sukkah should be taken down immediately after Sukkot in order to show that the sukkah's construction was purely for the sake of the mitzvah. Although the schach contained biblical kedusha, holiness, during the festival, it does not contain any holiness after the festival, and therefore is not required to be placed in Geniza. Nonetheless, it's forbidden to belittle the schach, so while you can choose to use it for any non-belittling matter, it may not be used for something belittling. Thus, you can't put it on the floor and step on it, and therefore it shouldn't be placed at all in areas that people step. The best thing is simply to reuse it for the next year. Although if you don't desire to do so, then you may simply place it in the garbage by first placing it in a plastic bag or by placing it near the garbage where it will be separately picked up, but not in an area that people walk and trample. Some indeed have the custom to burn the schach. What should one do with the Dalad Minim after Sukkot? So the Dalad Minim as well do not contain Kedusha after Sukkot, and likewise may be discarded in the garbage if you choose, but not in a belittling manner, so you should first place it in a plastic bag and the like, and only then discard it. Nonetheless, it is customary to safekeep the lulav as a skula, and many are accustomed to save it until Pesach, in which it is used for burning the chametz. The hadassim, while following the same law as the lulav in which it may technically be thrown in the garbage in a plastic bag, is proper to be used, repurposed for the sake of besamim by havdalah, in order to make another use of a mitzvah with it. Thus, in addition to the cloves or cinnamon used for the Bayramin and Besam by Avdallah, one should also use the Hadassim. Regarding the Aravis, once again, technically may be discarded in a plastic bag and then thrown in the garbage. Although many have the custom to save the Aravis of the Lulav to use to fuel for the baking of the matzahs and or the burning of the chametz. The esrog, once again, may be put in a plastic bag and thrown in the garbage, but the custom is to repurpose it to make jelly out of it, which is then consumed on the 15th of Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. The consumption of this esrog jelly is a schooler for women to have an easy birth. Those who don't know how to make the esrog jelly can give their esrogim to those who do and take a share of the jelly when it is ready. The aravas used for the Hashanahs and Hashanah Rabbah are customarily saved to burn the chametz with on Erev Pesach. Many people save them in their home as a segula for Yeshua for salvation anytime they need it during the year. Others are accustomed to throw the aravas on top of the aron, which is later cleaned and discarded by the janitors of the shul. The aravas are considered a segula for safety during travel and for being saved in time of danger and for being saved from fear and frightening dreams. Due to this, some have the custom of cooking the aravas and drinking the water as a segula for these matters and for the sake of having children. Shabbos Bereishis. The Rebbe Rayat stated in the name of the Alter Rebbe, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that Shabbos Bereishis, which is the first Shabbos of the year, which follows the holiday season, has ability to infect one's entire year. In his words, the way one stands in Shabbos Bereishis, so is drawn onto the entire year. On this Shabbos, there is a light of Chachmah, which shines and extends to every day of the year and all of its important events. The decrees that were written in Rosh Hashanah, sealed on Yom Kippur, and packaged on Hashanah Rabbah do not leave for shipment until Shabbos Bereishis. So this coming Shabbos is considered a very important and auspicious day. On Matzei Shabbos Bereishis, it is customary to pronounce Yaakov Halach Ladarkei, which signifies the journey of Yaakov Avinu, which is every single Jew, into the mundane activity of the coming year. As Shabbos begins to come in earlier, one must now be careful, beware not to make Kiddush between the 6th and 7th hour, which is until we change from daylight saving time from 7 to 8 in the United States and between 6:40 and 7:40 in Eretz Yisrael. When we remove daylight saving times and move the clock an hour back, then we will keep it in Eretz Yisrael from 5:40 to 6:40 and in the rest of the world from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.